5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Paul the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the serious podcast in the world. The Shy Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
166.
Hello, listeners. Just before we start this episode, well, I want to set the scene. This episode is all about a character who we met last autumn, Gordon, the Crypt Keeper. Yes. He's quite a cheerful guy considering his job. But anyway, well, I did make him a promise, and I never kept it. So recently, I went to see if I could find him to make amends, because, you know, I felt that I'd let him down. I kind of ignored him or almost forgotten him, and I certainly hadn't kept my promise of inviting him onto the Christmas episode. So, well, I was wondering if he wanted to be in one of our current episodes. So I went over there to approach him and to. Anyway, let's get started, and you'll see. I just wanted to set the scene slightly. Okay, right, move on. Hello, listeners. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? You know what? I'm feeling a bit embarrassed today. I've had a bit of a memory lapse. You know what? I want to make amends. Let me explain. Do you remember friend of the show, Gordon the Crypt Keeper? When we met him last time, I completely told him that he could co-host the Christmas special episode with me. But then Yeti Uncle John and I got distracted by ghost hunting in the college, and the rest of the team went to see Damius at Tallulah's Christmas concert, and I completely forgot to involve Gordon. Oops. Oh, look. Oh, here he comes now. Wish me luck.
Oh, hello you. How lovely to see you, Mr. Yeti. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I didn't expect to find you in quite such a merry mood.
Why's that? Because I'm the Crypt Keeper? Oh, well, no. That's just my job, as you know. I'm really quite a jolly fellow when I'm not keeping crypts and looking mysterious. I've been expecting you. I'm just happy to see you and all your podcast listeners. I know why you're here.
Yes. I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
Late? No, you're not late. We've plenty of time.
We have? You do know why we're here, right?
Of course. To record the Shy Life Christmas special. Well, here I am. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh. Yes, right. Okay, that'll be great. Sorry I didn't send you a script in advance. Well, we're a bit behind. You know what it's like.
Oh, yes, of course. The podcasting world must be terribly chaotic. Not like my world. Everyone's just dead here.
Sure.
Well, let me just put the kettle on and I'll be back with you. I'll brew us up a nice pot of belly button fluff tea. You'd like that, yeah? Everyone likes belly button fluff tea, don't they? You'll be all right waiting a few minutes, I'm sure.
Yes, of course. Yes. I'll just, talk to the listeners.
Good stuff. Back in a minute, you'll have to meet Dolly. She's in today.
Dolly? Dolly?
The Crypt Keeper Queen. She's kind of my boss. It's a long story. You'll love her.
Great. Oh, dearie me. Well, what could I do, listeners? I don't know what's going on here, but I just noticed that Gordon's still got his 2017 calendar up there on the wall. Maybe they've lost track of time here and don't realise that they've missed Christmas. I think I'm just going to pretend that I didn't know either. I'm going to record the episode with them, and you lot are going to have to sit there and pretend that you think it's just before Christmas too. Okay? Okay. Good. Behave yourselves, won't you? I'm sure you will. Right, without further ado, let's run the theme tune.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The Shy Life Podcast.
Oh dear, this isn't going to end well.
It's a very strange show indeed.
Oh, I'm kisses, darling.
I ask for pies. That's all I ask for. Pies.
Not.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. Still, never mind.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those four listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear.
Hello again, listeners. Oh dear, what a pickle I've gotten myself into now. Whoops, here comes Gordon. Just play along, won't you? Thanks. Hello, Gordon. Looking very festive. That white beard really suits you. Although, I'm not sure it'll really be of much use on the podcast. People can't see you, but... still, maybe we can take a photo of you to use as show art. I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. I said I'm sure it'll be just fine. It'll get me in a more Christmassy mood.
Ah, yes, yes, indeed. Just make sure the listeners can hear what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, okay, boss.
That's very good.
So, what are we going to do? Sing some Christmas carols, maybe? Do a little dance? What do podcast listeners like to listen to at Christmas? I really have no idea myself. This is a completely different world for me.
Why, of course. What is your typical Christmas? The doomier, gloomier side, one presumes.
You could say that. It's hard to cheer people up when at the same time you're carting them off to the grave. I mean, I do my best. Throw in the odd one-liner here and there. But I think it would probably be fair to say that my audience is never exactly in the mood for whatever humorous line I'm trying to peddle.
Oh, I am sorry. A comedy genius is rarely appreciated in his or her time. There are many who are applauded whilst they're alive, but many don't deserve it, and those of us who end up as the unwilling audience would rather they just shriveled up and went away.
Naming no names, right? Are you still jealous that Dealey the Cat still gets all the best lines on your show?
Listen, please refrain from bringing that up. It still upsets me on occasion, but at least he is family. So, I suppose part of me is still very proud for all of his success.
That album of Atomic Kitten cover versions that he released was surprisingly experimental.
Indeed, you're not wrong. I believe that Rolling Stone gave him a 4-star review.
Well deserved, I'd say. Podcasters' cats are always just especially cute, I always think.
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
Cats are also Christmassy.
How so?
Dress them in tinsel and put a seasonably festive hat on their heads, and you'll see what I mean.
Fair enough, but I hadn't planned any Christmas cat activity for this episode. I'm afraid, never work with Yeti poets and crypt keepers tends to be their motto.
Oh, I think you made that last bit up. Oh, I have catnip too. I'm wearing it in my false nose.
That's a false nose. Oh, well, that explains it. I didn't like to say just in case I was mistaken. Now listen, you go and put the kettle on, and when you come back, I will have a complete Christmas lineup for us. But you'll need tea to keep your vocal cords perky.
Well, I never. When I return, I'll introduce you to Dolly, like I promised.
Fantastic. Now, run along.
I won't be 5 minutes. Well, maybe 5. After all, the kettle takes at least 3 minutes to boil.
Sure. Oh, blimey. Listeners, I still have no idea what we're going to do. Can't you suggest something? Let's delve into the archives or read a poem or something. Give you a chance to think. Come on now. I'm depending on you. I've got 3 pieces for you from The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe from 2011. The first is called How Foolish You Were Not to Love Me. How foolish you were not to love me. You really missed out on your chance. You pretended you just didn't see me and ignored my most flirtatious glance. Well, I danced and I jigged and I curtsied in the hope that you'd notice my face. I left all kind of obvious baits, dear, but you just were not up for the chase. We were young, we were free, we were single. You a little more long in the tooth. I wish you had noticed me trying. I wish you'd accepted the proof. But I see now you really were stupid. You ignored me, you cut me off dead. But not before making me want you. Before you took me, just once, to your bed. How foolish you were not to love me. You really turned down a good deal. I stood aimless alone at the weekends. I just didn't know how I should feel. It was hard to know just what you wanted, to accept that we'd never be two. And I wondered how things might have panned out, if you'd known what I certainly knew, that we should have been perfect together, if you'd not been a coward of sorts, if you'd taken me on as your lover and indulged in some improper thought. But I see now you really were stupid. You moved on but did not go away. Soon I got me a life in the city, yet I still thought of you every day. How foolish of you not to love me, but I guess that you never felt doubt. I met someone who really was special, and occasionally I saw you about. I'm unsure what you've really been up to, but I think you and I must agree that whoever it is you've been bedding, well, they won't be as lovely as me. When you're drunk, I still see you on Facebook, and you ask me to give you advice. But I cannot help but be sarcastic. Still, you mistake it for me being nice. So I see now you really were stupid. Way back then, you did not feel regret. You won't get one last chance to reject me. I say never, but may mean not yet. The next piece is called Wicked Lester. Wicked Lester is well wicked. Wicked Lester likes to kiss. He will try to snog your sister, but very often he'll just miss. He wants to show you he means business. He'll steal your money and your wife. It's not about your pain and suffering. It's just about his no-good life. Wicked Lester sits and smiles. He loves it, causing merry hell. He really is a total monster, letting off a wicked smell. Wicked Lester is well wicked. Wicked Lester likes to scream. Leaves you knee-deep in a nightmare when he claimed to sell the dream. Says he's going to make you big, and yet he'll only make you fatter. He will dispense a little wisdom, as if that's ever going to matter. Wicked Lester sits and grins. Oh, well, what difference does it make? He loves to lead you to disaster and see you sunk by his mistake. Wicked Lester is well wicked. Wicked Lester likes to moan. He's even worse than politicians. He lies so much his nose has grown. He says he's going to get you high, and yet you've never felt so low. Says he'll take you on a journey, but do you really want to go? Wicked Lester sits and giggles, cause to him it's just a joke. He loves to start a little fire and then lose himself amongst the smoke. Wicked Lester is well wicked. Wicked Lester likes to kill. He is the most jovial serial killer. Yes, without doubt, he's pretty ill. He has bought his rights to you because you put yourself for hire. He has set aside a place for you, though up upon a funeral pyre. Wicked Lester sits and laughs, there as the fat begins to spit. He's the world's deadliest PR agent. Pray to God your face don't fit. Ooh, Wicked Lester. Well, as we're doing a kind of Christmas episode, a belated Christmas episode, or whatever this episode is, I thought I would read something that at least has some connection with Christmas. It's called Santas Don't Text. Today I saw what can only be described as an invasion of Santas. There must have been at least 20 of them. I was at London Bridge Station when I first saw them, down in the Underground. They were on my train, the carriage ahead of me, and we both got off at the same stop. They looked a little drunk, if truth be told. It was only a week before Christmas, too, and it did make me wonder how on earth they'd find the time to go out for a tipple at such a busy time of year. They were still just ahead of me as we rode the escalator. People were taking photos and calling out silly comments.
Where's your sleigh, boys? You lost it.
Rudolph got stuck in the snowdrift, lads.
Hey, fellas, show us your jingle bells.
Personally, I didn't have the patience for photos or witticisms. I was still trying to work out which one of them was actually Santa. I presumed he was amongst them somewhere, but I couldn't see him. Hopefully he knew what he was doing, letting them all go out like that. Hopefully he'd keep an eye on them and not let stuff get out of hand. I was puzzled as to whether the others were just his younger brothers or some such, because I never actually heard that Santa had a brother, let alone so many of them. It was kind of sweet. They looked almost identical with those big white beards. Although, when we reached the ticket barriers, I looked really closely. And it was only at this stage that I began to notice something. Forgive me if this sounds silly, but their beards looked kind of stuck on. And underneath those beards, they all looked so young, almost like they were students. The point when I finally lost faith was when I saw that one of them had a nose ring. Not just that, but a mermaid tattoo. And he was texting. I mean, Santas don't text. I also noticed that some of them were wearing jeans under their baggy red trousers. Well, what can I say? After that, I really found it hard to believe in them. I just hope they don't mess up on the big day, or else a lot of small children are going to be very disappointed. As I say, those three pieces were from The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe and Other Daftnesses by me, Paul Chandler, from 2011. This book's still available on lulu.com. Thank you for listening. Moving on.
Hello, it's me, Martin. I am here not to wish you well, but I do. I guess I already have now. Well, all right then. I am here to wish you well, of course, always. But I'm here to introduce some Sutton Park clips into events, as it were. Yes. Now, I was rather caught short. That's probably not something that you want to hear about. I must just remember not to drink a whole pot of tea before I get the bus. Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, as I say, I was caught short, but I was also not given that much time to find some clips for this episode. I had no idea this was a Christmas episode. So, I'm doing my very best. Hopefully, by the time this episode goes out, I'll have found a clip that is suitably Christmassy. Yes. So, yes. Here is a Sutton Park clip from Christmas one year in the 90s. Yes.
Hi, happy Christmas again. Sorry, second time I said that today. Yes. I'm going to put some presents later, but I'm worried about Horner and George, where they went off to. Apparently, I heard some rumour that they're a bit worried. They want to find out who delivered the presents, as George didn't and Gavin didn't. Gavin seems to have got over fed a little bit. It's an awful shame they had to be put down before Christmas. But anyway, there was some rumour about a crash or something, about a sleigh crash in the woods. I'm a bit worried that Horner and George might have gone up there to see. I hope not, anyway. I'll see you later, probably, yes. I do hope they're all right over there. They have gone over to the woods. I do hope they're all right.
It looks like some torn bits. I would say that quite likely that we interrupted the people clearing away the sleigh in the process of it. It is now mid-morning, coming on afternoon. I think we're going to have to miss lunch, unfortunately, but they'll probably keep us some, but, yes, I think they're hoping to get rid of the crash evidence with the Santa Claus on, because, of course, the general public just presume that there's one Santa, and, of course, we know, George knows, that there's a lot of them, and, of course, George has been the Santa Claus for a number of years, although over the last couple of years, due to being killed and Graham taking over and depression, George hasn't done so well in the Santa department, but so they have been there. You know, obviously there's lots of Santas, so it wouldn't be logical otherwise, but there is, you know, obviously one Santa each year does all the presents, and even Santas need to relax at Christmas. Anyway, as I was saying, obviously the public believe there's one Santa Claus, and of course they wanted to clear away the evidence if there had been a crash. Presumably, whoever was doing the Santa Claus business this year got all the presents done and was perhaps circling back over here, perhaps to speak with George or something, or I don't know, and they crashed. So obviously, they've cleared away the evidence now, but didn't have time perhaps to find the body, or perhaps the body has been found. It's all theoretical, but somehow, I don't want to hang around too much, because obviously I'm an amphibian, and if I'm seen, it's pretty much embarrassing as well. But there was some fresh blood around here. It looks like it's probably rushed over to the woods. Or, you know, when he was injured. Because, of course, this crashed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Goodness knows when the actual emergency services arrived from Lapland. So it's quite possible the victim stumbled away over to the woods, which is where George is heading, and where I've got to catch him up. And, as I say, I think we're going to miss lunch today, unfortunately. But never mind. It's a gorgeous day, though. Gorgeous day for Christmas. No snow, no rain. Bit of fog this morning, but beautiful day. So visibility should be good if we're searching for the body. But I wonder if the emergency services will return at night. But anyway, they've cleared away the sledge, as I said. But yes, it's all very odd. I don't know if the Lord High Santa's got something against George. I mean, it is quite obvious that George was cleared of this business with Elaine, but mud sticks, and it obviously stuck in George's case. Yeah, there's more footprints over there as well. Yes, it's obviously something a bit odd's going on in the League of Santa. But poor old George is suffering from it. Anyway, something we've come to expect with the cover-ups and with Sutton Park and everything. Anyway, better head on, catch up with George. Right. Yeah, blood trails are continuing. Definitely heading up towards the woods. Horner's not going to catch up. I don't want to find the victim in his... He could have been could be deranged by lack of food and being out in the... And it could be one of those evil Santas that they're trying to replace. I'm sure the legal Santas has become corrupt. So I'm sure Katrina Hortensia's got her little talons into it, the way she has with those corrupt government departments. I wouldn't be surprised if she's got her clutches on the Santas League these days. Who knows what... the Lord High Santa that used to run it, he used to be a nice bloke. He was a great friend of mine, but he was deposed about 6 months ago, so I'm not sure who's taken over. He is the bloke who is responsible for me not being allowed to continue. Apparently my reputation, despite the fact I was innocent. I think we're going to miss Christmas lunch. Gavin will be okay. Seems to have got over Fred and this silly business he wanted to be Santa this year. Which he couldn't have done. I don't like to get him involved with the league. He's not old enough yet. Anyway, I suppose. Oh, here's Horner. Come on, Horner! Yes, there's more trails this way. Oh, good. Oh, jolly. Yes, great. Come on, then. Around here somewhere. No. This is a big mistake coming here for Christmas. I just don't belong anywhere now. The person who was Gulliver, Tremaine, had his own family, but of course since he died, I have merely taken over his body, the spirit. I have no place in his family. I am like an outcast. Now that Cromarty is remarried, and he has gone off to see his family, and Paul is busy with his family, George and Horner are hurrying off. They forget that I am the adventurer. Not a good Christmas. Still, maybe I can some way help them. George, any sign? What? You think he's found something? George, I think he's found something. Where is it? Well, over here. Right. It's a body. The body. It must be him. The bloody size. This must be quite an important Santa. I do believe. Oh my Christ, good Lord! It's the Lord High Santa! It's the new one! It must be him! There's no Santas that big, only the Lord High ones, especially bread! Oh my goodness! There must have been some reason he decided to do the round. He looks like he's unconscious, Horner. We should approach him carefully. Could be dead. My goodness, that is some size. Hello? Excuse me. Are you alright? Look at his face. Did you see his face? It's covered in some sort of yellow fungus. Good grief, yes. Like some sort of like jaundice almost. Been taken over by the park horner. The park's got hold of him. He's the Lord High Santa. That explains why I wasn't allowed to do the business. He's been controlled by the park. My goodness. He was probably trying to put evil teddies and dollies in all the way around the country. All the children's Christmases could be spoiled. Hopefully he did not have time to change the presents, but he looks like... Oh my goodness. Just a minute. Horner! He's not dead! He's coming back alive! Quick, we must get out of here! Good God, yes! Quick! Quick! Which way? Which way did we come?
Saturn Park! Saturn Park will be my domain! The Lord High Santa works only for Saturn Park!
Where do we go? Where do we go, George? I can't remember which way we came! We're lost!
What are we going to do?
Which way, George? I can't say. Oh, goodness, we're lost.
You're still coming. Oh,
He looks like he's slowing down. Maybe the illness is getting to him. Maybe the park is taking him too much.
Oi. Hey, you two! This way, hurry! Quick! I know the quick way back. This way, hurry! Come on!
Good! Mr. Tremaine! Come on!
Here! He's over here! The Lord High Santa, we found him at last. Quick, we've got to get him back. Come on, we've got to get him back to the park. We've got to resuscitate him. He can be very useful. Come on!
Thank goodness you turned up, Mr. Tremaine. Don't know what we would have done. Quite panicky there. You see those people, they came to take the body away. It doesn't look like he keeps collapsing or something. They're definitely working for the park, though. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was going to protest to the League of Santas about this business. But if the League of Santas is run by the park now, I don't know what I'm going to do. Really don't. It's a tricky situation. Definitely a tricky situation. But, thank you, Mr. Thank you, Gulliver. Thank you for... Should have asked... I don't know what to say. You saved the day, basically. Well, it was nice to be of some use. Finally.
Hello, it's me again, Martin. I hope you enjoyed that clip. I can now reliably inform you that that episode was from Christmas 1995. So I hope you enjoyed that. God, wow, that's a long time ago now. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm handing you back to the rest of the show. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Oh, dear, oh dear, listeners, I'm running out of time. I've still got no ideas for what we should record, especially not on a Christmas theme. And now here comes Gordon.
Hello, are you ready to start? Dolly will be here in a minute. I was thinking that maybe you could ask me what my favourite Christmassy things are. I know it sounds pretty ordinary, but nobody has probably ever asked that of a crypt keeper, so it might even play out as a first.
Ah, indeed. Yes, what a good idea. Let's do that.
Oh, here comes Dolly. Dolly, over here, my dear.
Hello, Bodie. How's you? Ooh, who's your friend? Why is it all wrapped up like that? I mean, it's cold, but it's not that cold.
Well...
Dolly, you daft thing. That's not a coat, that's his fur. He's a yeti.
I'd like to add that I am wearing clothes. Just a little hidden. I'm not standing here topless, you know. What kind of hussy yeti do you take me for?
Apologies, of course not. Ah, yes, I see it now. Oh, what a lovely tank top.
It's actually a waistcoat, but thank you all the same.
A yeti, eh? That's very modern of you. What made you want to be a yeti?
It was always my ambition. But being born one did help.
Oh, he's quick. Funny too. I said you're funny, Mr. Yeti. Quite the wit.
He is very amusing, isn't he?
I guess so. Nice shoes too.
They are kind of swanky, aren't they?
So very kind. Very nice to meet you, Dolly. Did you want to take part in our Christmas episode too?
Well, I can tap dance. Depends on whether you bought any taps with you. Hey, hey.
Oh, Dolly, you're such a giggle. Isn't she a giggle, Mr. Yeti?
Yes, yes, she's a... scream.
Will we be starting soon?
What? Oh, yes, definitely. But What about a costume for Dolly? This may be a podcast, but we still need costumes. And after all, you've made such a splendid effort yourself.
Oh, I completely forgot. How stupid of me. Come on, Dolly. We need to get you suited and booted. You'll be all right as an elf, won't you? Oh, and of course, I also need to get the reindeer in position. I need them to practice their dance steps. You will wait for us, won't you, Yeti?
Of course. Yes, don't rush. Blimey, listeners, I suppose I better scribble something down by way of a script. Why don't you listen to this next bit, and I'll get my thinking cap on.
Not a VD card. You've got to play the other music. Yeah, I guess it. Y'all, now this is a an odd envelope. It's typed. It's a printed address. And y'all, I can't read the postmark on here. But y'all, it's a grandma card, B. Hey, and y'all, on the front of it, it says, "Get your fat pants ready. It's Grandma." Big Benny, your fat pants are always ready. And y'all, you open it up, and oh, Big Benny! And it says, "To Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty, and the Queen of Podcasting, Poodle, Lovely Poodle, Big Benny." Furry hugs for the crema season, fantabulous adventures, and best wishes for 2018 from all of us at the Shy Life Little Show. And it says, "Love, Paul, the Shy Yeti, Ick, and the rest of the team. Big Fatty, it finally arrived." And y'all, it's from a company called Moonpig. Big Fatty. Shy Yeti, congratulations. It finally made it. And unfortunately, there's no return address, so I can't send you a Kremlin card. Maybe a Big Fatty. Any excuse not to have to buy an international stamp.
Dearie me, I wonder if I can get in touch with anybody from the show. Listeners, I wondered if I could contact any of the regulars. I didn't involve them today because, well, I didn't think I'd need to speak to them. But let me see. Hello? Hello? Oh, it's the answer machine. Hello, it's me, Paul. I don't know if any of you will hear this message, but if you're in the podcasting studios, I've got myself into a bit of a pickle. I went to see Gordon the Crypt Keeper. I wanted to make good on my promise that he could be in an episode of the show. And, he remembered that I said he could be in the Christmas show. And for some reason, he didn't seem to realise that it's not Christmas. So we started working... Well, we're starting to try and put together this Christmas episode. I mean, unless I hold it right back and don't play it until December this year... it's all a bit complicated. He's introduced me to his boss or something, Dolly. And she's going to be involved now. It's really difficult just doing this by myself. I wish I'd... Hello? If you hear this, give me a call. I could do with some help. Yeah? Hello? Any of you? Cuthbert? Are you there? You must be there somewhere, Cuthbert. Oh, he's probably unplugged. Oh, dear. Hello, listeners. Oh, never mind. I'm sure it'll be just fine. Dear, what shall I do now? What should we do now? Hello, hello, Paul. It's your Yeti Uncle John. How are you? Oh, dear, I just heard you sent a message in. I'm afraid I can't come and help today. I'm having my hair done. Yeah, on my back. Yeah, I like to get it done about once every 6 months. You know, properly combed and moisturised. Otherwise, it can be a right scraggly mess. And you know, going off and yeah, you know, with the tour guide, I want my back hair to look its very best. Yes, I don't want the aliens thinking that us Yeti, you know, let our back hair become such a tangle. Yeah. So sorry, I can't be there. I'm sure. Well, how come Gordon thinks it's not happened yet? I mean, Christmas. I mean, which year are we talking about? He doesn't think that 2017 Christmas has happened, or he thinks that 2018 Christmas is about to happen. Oh, I don't know. It's beyond me. Anyway, as I say, I've got to go. I can't stick around. So, sorry, I hope I'm sure you better sort it out. Just play along. You can read some of your poems or something. It'll be fine, Paul, don't you worry. Well, we've got to go. You get your Uncle John. Okay. Hello, it's me, Comedy. How are you? Hello, it's... dear. It sounds like you're having quite a problem. I'm sure, you know, if you just, sing some carols or, you know, or you can just be honest and say, you know, it is not Christmas. You have the calendar wrong. Just say that, you know, you are not celebrating Christmas this year after all or something. I am pretty sure you can come up with something. Just get him involved. Chat to him or something, huh? Speak to him, interview him, whatever. I'm sure you don't need me to suggest it. I'd love to be there, but I picked up your message, as I was travelling away. I'm going to a convention to speak to some an audience of people who remember me in Sutton Park. I would have invited you too, but it is only, you know, people such as myself, evil geniuses and... like voodoo dolls and, you know how these things go. Basically, there'll be lots of evil dolls or toys that come to life in films. You know, you don't really fit in. I'm sorry. Anyway, I must go. All right. I'll speak to you soon. It's me, Comedy, by the way. Okay. Bye now. Bye.
Hello, it's me, Charlie. What's going on? Oh. Did I hear there was mention of Christmas food? No, just recording an episode for Christmas. Well, I would have come and helped, but, you know, there's no point recording a Christmas episode if there is no Christmas food. No, it does not excite me at all. No, that sounds very boring. I got to go. I have to eat some pies. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Darling, it's me, Bettina Dupre. Oh, golly, Paul. Why didn't you just tell him? Say to him, he's wrong, he's got the wrong date. Just, you're making more trouble for yourself, more than you need to. Say that, you know, plans have changed. I'm sure he'll understand, darling. I'm sure he will. Although, you know, you do like to record episodes way in advance, darling. Aren't you doing, or haven't you just recorded your Halloween episode already? So you can always record your Christmas episode, or at least some of it. I don't know, or whatever you think's best, darling. I think that, I'm sure you'll be able to manage it, darling. I'm just waiting for Damias to get back. He's been, he's been doing those films of the Cat Shakespeare plays, so... He'll need me when he gets back through the door. Yes.
Hello, it's me, Damias Twinklehorn. Hello, it's me, Damias Twinklehorn. I just wanted to call in and say hello. I'm looking forward to appearing again soon on the Shy Life podcast. I've been away recording in the movies, and I'm going to be back as of today, and hopefully we can catch up soon. Very much looking forward to seeing Bettina. It'll be lovely, yes. I hope all is well with you. All right. All right, now. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Yes. Sorry.
Hello. Hello, Father. Is that you? I'm just saying, it's me, Albert the Dragon. I haven't seen you for ages. I'm sorry I didn't come back at Easter time. No, but I'm planning on coming back home very soon, because it's like nearly half term, and I thought I'd come back and see you. Yes, I wondered if I could have some pocket money whilst I'm there. Yeah. Anyway, I won't stop, but I just wanted to say hello. And I will see you very soon, and I'll give you the exact date when I know it. All right. It's me, Albert. Yeah. Bye now. Bye.
Hello, it's me, Martin. How are you? I heard a message come through on the answer machine, but I think, I'm a bit worried about using it. I have a feeling that I believe that Cromarty might have taken some bits out of the answer machine to do some work on Cuthbert, so I don't even know if we can play it back. But I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I hope it's not important. Anyway, I'm just been working on digitising more Sutton Park clips, and I know Cromarty's kind of letting me get on with it, so cause I think he wants to get on with doing stuff with Cuthbert and making him back, properly working fully. Yeah, all right, yeah. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day, Paul. I'll probably see you when you get home. All right, it's me, Martin, by the way. All right, bye now, bye.
Hello, Paul, it's me, Dick. Dick the alien. I heard your message. Yes, I heard it. Somehow it ended up on my phone. I think it has been diverted to my machine, to my mobile phone. Do you still need help? I could come over if you give me the address. I was in the cinema, so I imagine that, some time has passed. I imagine you've probably finished recording by now. I went to a film festival. Yes, it was very strange. Very strange indeed. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. It was, now let me think, it was science fiction films of the 1950s, I believe. There was The War of the Worlds, The Day the Earth Stood Still, This Island Earth, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I think that was it. Anyway, that's all I stayed for. I know that probably when people saw these films, it was the aliens themselves that were the scary thing. But for me, as an alien, when I was watching it, it was the humans that were doing scary things. The way they reacted to the aliens, well, you would kind of understand why the aliens did what they did. It took me a while to realise that some of these films weren't just documentaries. I thought this was, I'm glad that at least they were films, fictional. Well, I presume they were fictional. Goodness. Human beings definitely have some hang-ups about aliens, don't they? That said, I think perhaps the way that the aliens in Invasion of the Body Snatchers went about things, it was a little bit sneaky. If they needed to take on human form, perhaps they'd have just gone up and said, hey guys, we need to look like humans, I don't know. It all got rather confusing, I don't know. It's a bit like what's been happening with you. And Gordon the Crypt Keeper, you don't just go up and say what you mean. You don't speak, you don't explain the true situation. As I say, if the aliens had gone up to the humans and said, hey guys, we need help, rather than trying to clone themselves and appear, you know what happened in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It was all very shady. They'd have just gone up and said, anyway, give me a call if you still need me. And, otherwise I'll see you when you get home. It's me, Ick the Alien, by the way. All right, goodbye now. Goodbye.
again, listeners. Oh dear, what a mess I've got myself into here. Still, let's not worry too much about that and simply forge onwards. Gordon and Dolly will be back in a minute, and we've just got to embrace the whole Christmas spirit, even though it's months past Christmas. They don't seem to know that for some reason. Oh well, let them have their fun, right? We'll sing some carols, jingle some bells, and maybe even crack open a few ho-ho-hos. I must have some Christmas sound effects somewhere, left over from last year. Listen, yes, that's Gordon doing his vocal warm-ups. He's so enthusiastic. I can't let him down now, can I? Oh dear, what's happened now? That doesn't sound too good. Oh, here comes Dolly. Maybe she'll have an explanation.
We've got a problem. He's got himself into a bit of a tizzy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Yeti. It's me voice. I've gone and overdone it.
You did what? What happened exactly?
As I say, he's got himself overexcited. He was doing his vocal exercises and he got himself wound up in the tinsel and only went and swallowed the ball.
Good grief. Is he all right?
He'll be fine. Eventually.
Maybe you could come back when I'm feeling better.
I don't think there will be time, Gordon. You have work responsibilities and, well, Christmas is Christmas, isn't it? By the time you're feeling better, it'll be after Christmas. Maybe you can be involved next time, eh?
Oh, Yeti, 1 million apologies. 1,001,001 apologies.
Oh, look, don't worry about it, Gordon, old fella. We'll sort it out. You'll have to be careful with baubles in future. They're very easy to swallow.
When you've got a gob as big as his, it is, that's for sure.
Dolly!
Oh, dear. Look, I mean, if you still want to join in, Dolly, then I'm sure Gordon could still rattle a tambourine.
No, sorry, I don't think so. Thanks, but no thanks. I've got 17 pair of socks to knit for the local Badger Kung Fu and Cream Tea Consortium. I'll never get it finished if I stand around gassing all afternoon.
Well... Oh dear, well, right. Oh, listeners, this is a fine pickle, but it may just have gotten me out of a tricky situation. What a shame about this. I'm so sorry, Gordon. Did you swallow the bauble whole, or is it stuck down there somewhere? Really? Oh dear. How awkward. Have you tried doing the conga? No? It might be worth trying. Get things moving a bit. You might perhaps shift it. Listeners, it's probably best if you go. Go and listen to something from the archives, perhaps. I'll speak to you again at the end. All right. Thank you. Enjoy.
And so the adventurers return, as does Cromarty and his family. After a glorious Christmas lunch.
Not from the Ethan. Oh, you're very lucky. You're very lucky. Helena seems to get on very, really, really well, Clara. This is great news. It's really good.
I mean, what a catch as well.
No, Clara is certainly a very beautiful. She's so lucky. I am so lucky. I mean, it has been quite some year, but it's going to end well. And yes, I think it is a good idea. I shall come and stay with your house with Clara and Helena for the new year.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad about that.
Oh, it's nice to be with you, Cromarty. It's been a long time, and it's great. Yeah, well, obviously we'll go and visit your friend Paul. If he doesn't mind and everything, sometime it'd be good. Oh, that would be nice. It would. I mean, Paul is like family to me. Really, he's been very good. It's just that. Every time we meet, nasty things happen. Not because of Paul, it's just that Paul attracts evil people. Nasty people who want to get rid of him. It's not very good for Helena, you know? Oh, Clara. I can understand that. She's like a good friend, though. It is getting dark. I think we should get to bed. Clara and Helena will get better for us. Come on. Yes. What? Is it for me, Clive?
5:07 p.m.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Cheers.
5:07 p.m.
Cheers. Thank you. I just want this. Oh, this is very kind of you.
Thank you. 2 years since we first met, isn't it? Huh?
It's Christmas 93.
Yeah. Ah. Oh, that's nice. All right. Blank card. Oh, that's good. It'll be great for blank cards, isn't it? Cheers. Hiya. I was a bit worried Horner and them didn't turn up for lunch, but I just heard them coming up the drive with Comity. Maybe they had lunch with Comity or something. I know Comity was going off to a family lunch with his cousin, but we've kept some for Horner just in case. Horner and Jermaine wasn't there either. And George. No one.
Well, those pieces of jigsaw puzzle don't get stuck to the bottom of the earth.
Who is that? Not speaking, huh? Strange. I don't know. I was just looking in the cupboard to see if there's any more presents. I think I've opened all mine. My dad's been out all day. Oh, anyway. Let's see if there's any more presents. Not in there. Not in there either. Oh, what are you? I recognise you.
Yeah, what about it?
You're evil Gavin. You're me who's evil. What are you doing here? I thought you... He's a zombie. He's dead. I'm dead. My goodness. Get away. Wait, keep away. My father will be in there. Stay away. What's going on? What is going on? No. I shall deal with this. Gavin, take your friend and go. I will deal with the zombie. Do not mention to anyone. I will deal with this for you. My friend. What? She's not my friend. Come in. What is this I hear? You look rather dead to me. I may be able to help you. Hello. Hiya.
Met my friend
Richard.
It's Bill and Ben, the banana men.
All right, lovely.
They're bananas, you know.
Are you going to give me your present?
You want your present now?
Maybe not whilst Richard's here. Right. Maybe later.
No, put them away.
Don't worry, Richard. Don't worry.
Do you want your present then?
Yes.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. Close your eyes.
Yeah, I can't. Yes, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
You ready?
Yes. Oh, no. What are you doing? I wish you wouldn't pull my head off. That's ridiculous. Who are you? I saw you there. You've been around the house for a bit, haven't you? Have you just arrived? I think I've seen you before today. I'm not sure. I can't remember your name, though. Miriam! All right. Yeah, I do remember your name. Have you come to see somebody like Paul? Come to see me? You got pretty confused when you saw two Gavins. Well, I was confused too, but what did you say again? You love me? You love me, Miriam? Oh my goodness. Miriam. What did you say? If I don't love you, you're going to stand near a fire and melt. Oh no, Miriam. You mustn't do that. I don't know if I love you, but we could be friends. I just lost my pet Fred and I could do with a friend. Let's just be friends for now, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that was a good lunch. Well, late lunch. Okay, for me. Oh dear. The close shave we had in the woods. George, are you certain you want to do this plan of yours? I really can't back you up on this because I've got to stay around here. I'd love to come with you, but it can't you rethink? Rethink the idea.
No, I can't. No, it wouldn't be. I've got to go to the League of Santas. I've got to see what's going on, see how corrupt the whole. See if it's the whole lot or just. If Katrina Hortensia's got. Is involved, I want to know. We need to track down Azrael as well, he may know. I'm going off to the League tomorrow. I don't want you to come, I don't want you to risk yourself. I'm going to send Gavin to Auntie's, it'll be safest there. And, admittedly, I would like some help, but I don't want to risk you, Horner. No, not you. Not for the first time. But I am being forgotten again. If you want assistance, George, why don't you ask me? I've already helped you once today, and I would willingly do it again. If you need help with the League of Santas, I am your man.
I can't see why not. If you're sure to remain, that would be excellent.
Of course I'm sure.
Hi, listeners. Gosh. Well, that's about all we've got time for. Let's just say, I did record some bits and pieces with Gordon and Dolly, but to be honest, none of them are really usable. I'll just have to think of an excuse. Maybe we can record with him another time. Oh, dear. Oh, the only trouble is I have a nasty feeling that for all his enthusiasm, he's not that gifted when it comes to ad-libbing. And, he's a lovely guy, but, well, he has no timing when it comes to jokes. Oh, dear. Anyway, well, listeners, happy Christmas. Oh, no. Happy belated Christmas. Happy early Christmas. I just hope that you survived this episode. I don't know, 2 Christmases in 1 year. I'm not a fan. But still, I didn't want to hurt Gordon's feelings. And at least I got to meet Dolly. Oh, dear. Yes, I know what the regulars think. They think that I should have just been honest and... Well, you know, I think they're probably right. I should have been. I was just nervous. I was just trying to be nice and... Well, Gordon just seemed so convinced that we were going to be recording the Christmas episode. And I didn't want to point out to him that it's... Well, it's basically summer. Or as good as... Oh, dear. It's my fault. Of course, the irony being we'd have an episode about recording an episode, but we don't actually have the episode that we were trying to record. Maybe that's for the best, to be honest. I hope you've enjoyed it. Oh, dear. Next time, you know we always have episodes ready for you, but, I shall have to have a look and find something a bit less Christmassy, perhaps. Yes. All right, then. You take care. And we'll see you again soon. And, I guess I should say it. Happy Christmas, listeners. Happy Christmas.
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe what's going on, darling. Why are you recording a Christmas episode now? Oh, dear.
dear. Oh, dear, you're being terribly British about it, aren't you? Oh, you don't want to hurt his feelings. I know. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, I guess you can always put it away and release it in the winter, except, golly, it's so warm at the moment. No one's going to believe it's Christmas. Well, other than Gordon and his dear, delightful companion, Dolly. Oh, dear. Damius, what do you think about the whole business? Oh, it's very nice of you. Shy, yes, very nice of you. You're trying to get him to be involved, and that's the main thing. I remember. Oh, I once made a Christmas movie. Yes, it was called Yellow Snow. Yes, it was all about a company that sold paint. But, well, they only had yellow paint left at Christmas. So they had a very yellow Christmas. Yes, it's true. Very strange. As you can imagine, I did spend a lot of the film covered in paint. Yes. Well, you see, in the film, the fumes of the paint began to affect the people who worked in the factory. They began to see this big yellow blob that would emerge from the walls and the floors, and sometimes from the ceilings. Well, that was me. I played the yellow paint blob in the film Yellow Snow. Oh, when was that now? 1972, I think. Yes. I don't think I ever saw it, darling. Golly, ha ha ha. It sounds amazing. I do hope it's in print. It might be. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, darling, well, give Gordon our best wishes and... well, you know, some people love Christmas so much that I'm sure they won't mind if there's two in a year. Ha ha. Ha. 1 million kisses, darling. 1 million and one kisses. Oh, yes. 1 million and two kisses for me, too. Darling.
Hello, it's me, Carmody. Goodness me. You have got yourself into a cucumber, haven't you? Oh, sorry, no. It's a pickle. That's right. Not a cucumber. Although, I think that a pickle is made from some sort of type of cucumber. Anyway, I think you really should have just said that you would record an episode and well, you know, you didn't have to say it was Christmas. You could have just told him you were there to record an episode. You got yourself into a bit of a mess, but... Oh, well, I'm sure you'll sort it all out. Sing a few carols, that'll sort it out. Anyway, I'll speak to you later. Goodbye for now. It's me, by the way. Cromarty, yes. Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Uncle John. Goodness me. Oh, I don't know. I can't believe that you agreed to this. All because you were embarrassed. Oh, dear, you hate Christmas, don't you? I can't believe it. Why didn't you just say you decided to... do a not Christmas special or something. Oh, I don't know. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Does he not look at his calendar? Never. Does he not? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, I don't know. I guess he's a crypt keeper. He's probably underground a lot of the times. He probably has very poor Wi-Fi connections, if at all. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah. You'll have trouble finding mince pies this time of year. You might have to bake some of your own. Dear, oh, dear. Oh. Yeah, be careful if you try and bake some of your own. Don't want to start another fire. Blimey. Oh, dear. Oh, well, all the best. I'll speak to you soon. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. All right now. Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What? Did somebody mention mince pies? Mince pies? Pies made of mince? Mince made of pies. Oh, I don't know. It all sounds mighty strange to me. Yes. I can hear voices. I think it is the pies calling to me. I'm coming, little pies. I'm coming. Oh, do not be worried. Do not be lonely. I will be with you in a minute. I gotta go. Goodbye. Goodbye now. Bye, goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Hello, it's me. I'm Dragon Albert. I'm just ringing because I heard it was Christmas. Apparently it's Christmas on this episode. So, I don't appear to have got my Christmas present from you. Could you just send me a cheque for, I don't know, the usual, you know, a couple of hundred, whatever. That would be really cool. Thanks. Happy Christmas. Love you. All right, cheers. Bye now. Bye.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Xavier. Goodness me. I was quite surprised to hear that you were recording a Christmas episode. I know you record early, but that's ridiculous. Although, I'm reliably informed that you're not recording early, you're recording late. But then I thought back and, well, you recorded loads of Christmas episodes back last year, so... Oh, dear, oh, dear. Why don't you just keep this one? Why don't you keep it for December? Oh, dear. Except, as I think Bettina might have said, gosh, it's so hot. Nobody's ever going to believe that this episode was recorded in the winter. Sure, sure, I know it's a podcast, but listeners aren't stupid. Crypt keepers might be, a little bit. Oh, dear. Oh, well. If you want, I could pick you all up and actually take you in my spaceship back to Christmas. Or to a planet where it is celebrating some form of Christmas. Yes? No? Well, give me a call if I can help. All right. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey! That's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Sure, sure. That's very good.
Goodness me.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
166. Unified, unique
voices. Unified,
unique voices.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
Yes. Of course. Yes. 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 I'll just talk to the listeners. Oh. Hello again, listeners. I can't believe I let myself be dragged into discussing Christmas for the show when we're far closer to Easter, or maybe a summer special. Oh, anyway, apologies. I do hope you enjoyed the episode anyway. Oh, by the way, Gordon coughed up that bauble and he's doing fine. Oh, here he comes now. Gordon, feeling better, are you?
Oh, a lot better now. Yes, thank you. I must admit I do feel a bit embarrassed about spoiling your Christmas episode. I presume you'll be able to go on without me. I just don't think I'm going to be well enough in time.
No, that's fine. I quite understand.
Maybe another time.
What about the summer special? We could always do something for that, maybe.
Good plan, yes. You will tell the listeners that I really did swallow a bauble, won't you? I wouldn't want them thinking that I was only pretending. This is the trouble with audio. Nobody can completely trust that what you're saying is actually real.
Especially when it's in the news. It's all put together by a bunch of drama students with stuck-on sideburns and party hats, apparently. They just make it up as they go along. Anyway, the listeners will understand. OK, now, look, I better get on. I'll be in touch about some kind of future collaboration. Give my best wishes to Dolly. She's OK, I trust.
She's OK. She's just spin-drying the Christmas decorations. We couldn't remember which of the baubles that I swallowed. It was just better to wash the whole lot of them.
Oh, yes, I guess so. Well, now, we'll be in touch.
Excellent, Yeti. Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Happy Christmas. Well, listeners, it was nice to catch up with him anyway. I'm pretty sure we'll see him again.
Has he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Yes, indeed.
So we don't have to keep pretending that we think it's Christmas?
No, thank goodness. Poor fellow. I blame it on all those podcast episodes that he produces. It addles him.
Master, it's understandable. Ah, well. Hey, you don't think the listeners are still listening, do you?
No, they'll have left when he did.
Do you think?
Hello? Listeners? Nah, they've gone.
Time for a nice cup of tea, then.
Splendid.
Well, hurry up, then.
Oh, sorry. Bauble injury. No, I'm fine.
My goodness, that is some size!